And we're joined this morning by Stephen Bennett, the member for Burnett here in Bundaberg. How are you, Stephen?
Yeah, great. Thanks, Trev. Good morning.
And now, what's happening around the place? There's plenty going on in your little neck of the woods with the safety upgrade for Bagara.
Yeah, indeed. We've, again, just recently met with the parents and a concerned community about that intersection at Hughes Road and Bagara Road, and 1,200 signatures were tabled to me, and I guess I'll take them to Parliament next week. I guess it's just about highlighting the issues around how many students in particular are using that intersection and how dangerous it is. And I guess the wider community also, a number of accidents more recently, just highlight that we want some action. So the pressure's on the minister to cough up and show some empathy and sympathy to the community. And we won't give up until we see some safety provisions given to that very, very dangerous intersection.
Now, of course, we've had the rain of late. Very nice indeed, and it's put plenty of water in Paradise Dam, but there's still concerns.
Well, up and before the rain, of course, we had some real dire predictions about what the water allocations might mean for high-value irrigated agriculture locally, and of course, we turned our attention to that last sitting week, talking about that we may be down into single-digit allocations. But, you know, our hopes are now that the rain will continue over Paradise. But long-term solutions, we look forward to those. And I guess the options paper will be tabled later this year. And that is about what the future Paradise Dam looks like. Because I get a lot nearly every day. It's one of the number one thing people are concerned about, what the water security looks like. So let's hope the rain continues and we can get some decent falls into Paradise. But lowering the dam wall has certainly been a huge concern for the community.
Fair enough. Now, you've been mentioning half-price train tickets.
Yeah, well, on the back of the federal government's announcement earlier last week about, you know, air flights everywhere, I get why we missed out. I understand that because, you know, we are doing okay. We're a drive market. But I guess the opportunity for us to put more people on trains that don't necessarily want to drive or have the capacity to even fly, we just think it's a great opportunity to fill those beds, make sure that the tourism offerings locally are fully booked. And we think as we recover at the end of March, particularly if JobKeeper does go, opportunities for those tourism businesses to really, you know, flourish and thrive as opposed to being on the brink of, you know, possible disaster. So I just think it's something that state government can do, and I think we really should be looking seriously at providing free half-price train tickets, whether it's Maribyrnong, Bundaberg, Merionvale or Gladstone, get on a train and enjoy this wonderful part of the world.
Yeah, well, if they come from Brisbane and they're on the tilt train, they can get off just about anywhere.
Indeed.
Right up to here.
And with money in their pocket, they can enjoy the great region that we know it is. So I think it's a good call, and I just hope, you know, we can get the ministers in the government to listen. And I think, you know, we've reached out, and of course, so far, positive feedback. We'll see how it goes.
All right, mate. Well, this will be the last chat before Easter, so we'll wish you a happy Easter and hope it's a very happy and safe one for you.
Yeah, to you and the listeners also. Thank you.